It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
So it's coming up. Nice, cold, I mean cold Friday. That rodent that's supposed to pop up today and look around and make a decision up in Pennsylvania is not going to like this. This is not the way it works. Jason Herring is with us. We're at Bongo Java right here at the Omni Nashville Hotel. And you've heard Jason on the show a bunch. New sponsor here, lifeinsurancewithjason.com is the site. That's the easiest plug I've got, man. If they can't, I can't spell a lick, and I can find that
stuff. Exactly. That's why I did it. Make it easy.
It's all good. Tell everybody what you got today. What do you want to talk about?
Well, Bill, appreciate it again. Love coming in. You know, I'm like you, just we're in the deep, dark depression area for me right now. No college football whatsoever. You know, trying to figure out. Luckily, you know, the travel volleyball started up, so my weekends are taken up, and I don't have to focus on it too much. But, no, great to be back with you. You know, had a great response from your audience. Worked with some people this week. I think we're going to be able to help them a lot. And, you know, each time I've been on your show, and you've been great to have me in, I just try to bring a little bit of a nugget, just kind of tell you a little bit more about what we look for, some of the things that we do, a lot of things that people overlook. And the biggest thing I wanted to touch on today, you know, we've talked about the policy reviews, how important those are. You've done a great job hitting the pre-existing conditions and actually started an application this week on a quadriplegic, in which is I'm very excited for, to see if we can get him. I went out and searched hard with 30 companies and found a company that I think is going to take a pretty good look at him, 45-year-old out in Texas. So really excited about that. But one of the things I want to touch on today is probably the biggest thing that we miss when you're looking at life insurance. And, you know, take you for example, Bill, you got 7 kids. You know, I've got 3 kids. You know, our life is crazy. And, you know, in my family, we made the decision for my wife to stay home. And a lot of people forget about that stay-at-home parent when you're looking. And I say parent because, you know, I've worked with a lot of people where, you know, the wife is a successful attorney. She's the one out
Absolutely.
Working and the father stays at home. So it's not anymore about the stay-at-home mom. It's the stay-at-home parent because that's what, you know, that's
where
what
we're at.
Seeing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but a lot of people forget about that stay-at-home parent. And the way I look at it is if I'm going to sit here and work and put in the hours and everything and you know, my wife is taking care of the house and the family and, you know, and allowing me to get out there and work. If she doesn't wake up tomorrow, Bill, I'm in a world of trouble, okay? And, you know, everything about life insurance that we've talked about has been all about an income replacement. But now we're having to replace somebody that is really controlling our universe, you know, that's taking care of everything that we need with the family. And that's what the stay-at-home parent, you know, really does. So a lot of people overlook that. And that's an easy place for your listeners to get in contact with me and just let me throw out some numbers to them. You know, just going in, you know, from day one, when we had our first child, you know, I've had $500,000 of term coverage on my wife because if she doesn't wake up tomorrow, my life is different. I've got to get a full-time nanny to, you know, to continue to be able to work, things like that. So it's just a big thing that people forget about. They think about just protecting that income, but we got to protect the person that's most important to us as well in the house. And you can do it, you know, most of the time you're doing this for, you know, you can eat out one time less per month and take care of this coverage. I mean, that's as simple as it is. That's what you're looking for. So that's a big place that people overlook for sure.
That's interesting. Now, something you just told me for this audience, and we've tried to explain, it's easier now than ever to get coverage, to get life insurance for all these different situations that Jason talks about. But to give you an extreme example, I don't know, maybe it's not extreme, maybe it's normal. Give me the tobacco example you were talking about before we pop back up on the air.
Right. Well, I've had a chance, you know, I've working as an independent agent, excuse me, having all these companies available to me, when you get in there and you really learn about them, you know, I now have two companies as part of my portfolio to where they only look at nicotine products. The only way that they would rate for a nicotine rating, which would be a smoker rating in the life insurance world, is if you are using true cigarettes, okay? So as long as you are using smokeless tobacco, cigars, if you're doing the new vape, if you're on Nicorette gum, you know, if you're on the patch, something like that, you can have nicotine in your system when you do your medical exam. And as long as you are truthful on the application that you're using some other form of nicotine besides true cigarettes, you can get a non-nicotine rating. And I have probably over the past year really just saved clients thousands and thousands of dollars in premium, because it's a big difference between a smoker and a non-smoker rating. So this, and we're not talking about two mom and pop companies here. We're talking about two very, very large A-plus rated companies that if I threw their names out right now, you would know exactly who they were.
So literally, you could get your blood drawn with a dip in your mouth and get a non-smoker rating. Is that the way you would term it?
Absolutely. So it'd be a non-nicotine rating. So as long as you are, if you've been off of...
Ty thinks this is funny. He's just dying over here.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, we help a lot of people with it. And as long as you're truthful about it, you know, and as long as you have not had a true cigarette for a one-year period of time, then a lot of people that are using smokeless tobacco, that are using cigars, you know, there's no limit to the cigars, anything like that. So you can get up to a non-smoker plus rating with that.
I'm guessing in this audience there are quite a few smokeless tobacco dudes.
Sure.
I'm stereotyping my guys. It's also an indictment on me, but I'm guessing that because it's a high testosterone crowd out there. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, what you see with that a lot is you see people that did their insurance 5-10 years ago when they were, you know, using some form of nicotine besides cigarettes, and they got hit then with a nicotine rating. So now what we're able to do is switch them over, start a new policy with a non-nicotine rating, saving, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars over the life of the policy on that, for sure.
That's incredible. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com. And do most people want to get hold of you? Because they absolutely can do it. All the information is there on that site to call you. But is that how it usually ends up with you?
Exactly. Most people are going online. You know, they're looking. You know, I've got a nice quota there where you can put in your information, and it hits me, and it goes straight to my email. So sometime during that day, I usually reach out to them with an email, phone call real quick just to check, hey, did you find everything you needed on the website?
Right.
You know, what can I help you with? Of course, 615-594-0707. It's an easy way to get in touch with me as well. And we can talk about these nicotine rates. We can look at your stay-at-home parent, whatever we need to do to help you. And, you know, I had a gentleman this week that is A1Cs for his diabetes. One of our listeners called in, and his A1C for his diabetes was pretty high. He just didn't quite have great control yet, and he already had a policy that's going to run through the end of next year. So, you know, I just said, look, it's not smart to put you in underwriting right now until we get your control, you know, a little bit tighter. And he really appreciated that we weren't trying to just go for a new application right away.
Right.
He's going on a new medication. We're going to check back this summer to see if the numbers come down. So those are some of the things we try to do. You know, we're trying to look out for the best interest of the client. It would not make sense to put that client in underwriting. And those are some of the things that you're going to get with us for sure.
That's great. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com. So back to the borough for you, and then where does volleyball take you?
We got a weekend off, so get to get a little to-do list done around the house and change some light bulbs, all those things that you don't get to as a travel parent.
The other thing is what he's doing is very expensive, so you need to get to him and help him
yes,
out.
Yes, please.
He's got girls who are wanting to play lots of sports. They already do. And all of those are expensive. I don't care what you do. Any travel deal, they have their hands in your pocket. constantly. But you know what? It's fun.
It is.
It is fun. All right, my good friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it very much, Jason. And if you want to talk a little college football, he'll do. How much college football do you talk when you get calls?
Well, we usually talk about you. So they're always asking about you. So we talk about you a little bit. And then we move into some college football as well. We had a listener this week that we had a hometown connection, which was just, you know, crazy. You know, I grew up down in Pelham, Alabama. We had a hometown connection, which was great to see. And so, yeah, it was so we talked football for a little bit. We talk about you, and we do. And then we finally get down to a little bit of business. But it's nice to have that common, bond that pulls us to just being college football junkies for sure.
Good to see you, my friend.
You too. Thank you, Bill.
Good stuff. Jason Herring. I need to give you I need to give him a get out of jail card here, too. There you go, Jason. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, everybody. There you go. There you go, sir. That'll help you. That'll help you with your volleyball this weekend. Anyways, Brad's coming up in hour number three, and we'll be handicapping with him out there in Vegas. A lot of Super Bowl stuff, a lot of basketball to talk about as well. Let's get the first break here. Charlie's going to be like shocked. He might not even be ready because I never take these breaks on time. This is actually, if you were doing it correctly, which I never do, you would take the break. Like right now, we're going to do it. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers and tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Mago Java is the location. Main entrance, veer to your left. You will hear me and then you will see us right in Mago Java. Appreciate Jason dropping by. Brad will be with us in hour three. Ty, grab this this headset and this mic. Ty's got a basketball show on the weekend. And I want to ask you right now. He's a guy. He's a rare member of this audience that likes basketball more than football, likes college basketball more. And he likes college football. He likes college football more than I like college basketball. Let's put it that way. How many teams from the SEC right now are going to get in NCAA tournament?
At least seven. I'd say seven or eight is probably the prime number right now. This is the best the conference has been in quite some time, even though Kentucky's down, which is warranted, even though they got a big win against West Virginia on Saturday night. Kentucky is kind of middle tier. I mean, A&M's not as good as we initially thought, but Alabama's competing, Colin Sexton, Avery Johnson. Yet Arkansas will probably get into the tournament. I mean, this is pretty, it's pretty incredible how good the SEC is right now. I was blown away because I thought it would take a little more time with all these coaches coming in, but they've really just gotten these recruits and just changed the dynamic of the whole, just the whole outlook of the conference. There's people that think the SEC is the best conference in college basketball. I wouldn't go that far, but it's definitely moved up the list.
So let me guess the teams. You tell me who I'm leaving out. Florida, Kentucky, Tennessee, Auburn. I'm at a literally. I thought of those four. Let me think this out. And you're saying seven? LSU, they're fading.
Mm-mm, LSU, I would initially kind of middle tier, but they're kind of off.
Alabama. That's five. I skipped Alabama. I shouldn't have. There's five. I can't think of the other two.
Arkansas. Six.
And
Missouri could, but they've been kind of off too. I'm still with Texas A&M. They got beat pretty good against Kansas in the SEC Big 12 Challenge, and they have not played well. They got a big win against Arkansas at home. There's so much talent on that roster, Bill. I think Billy Kennedy will find a way, even if they have to win the SEC tournament, I think they'll find a way to get in. My number is seven. I think there's people that are saying eight. I'd say those seven are prime. I don't think I'm leaving anyone
out. So here's – and I've got a bias here. Clear bias alert here on the show. But I don't get the whole Billy Kennedy thing. What has he done there without Rick Stansbury?
Yeah, Stansbury moved on to Western Kentucky –
before and after.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, he was pretty good at Murray State.
Right.
But, yeah, for Texas A&M, they still haven't gone to a Final Four or Elite Eight under his watch. But, I mean, they've been pretty consistent, and they have two of the best men, big men in the country in Tyler Davis and Robert Williams. They've dealt with the number of injuries and suspensions that's kind of clouded how good this team actually is this year. It's just a matter of if they can pull it together before conference tournament and before the NCAA tournament.
Florida the best team in the league right now?
I would say yes. Even their defense has been lackluster this season. We don't know if John Igbunu is coming back. He's their prime center, and they're missing a couple other guys. If he's able to return from that ACL injury and play as good as he has in years past, Florida's going to be easily the best team in the SEC. I don't think people are trying to illustrate this Kentucky team to that 2013-2014 team that went all
with the Harrison twins.
Yeah. I don't see that comparison. I don't think that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the caliber point guard that he needs to be at the level for Kentucky to be good. I love Kevin Knox. With Trey Knox, Kevin Knox is sensational.
Yeah, I had Trey Knox with 34 the other night.
He was incredible in that game, and he's my favorite player on that
Jared
team.
Jared Vanderbilt is a talent, but he doesn't look like he scores comfortably. Mm-hmm. He's rusty, but there's something. He's bouncy, he's long, but I don't think he scores comfortably.
He's raw.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Raw. Do you remember Nerlens Noel?
Oh, yeah.
Just a big kid, like athletic, strong, He reminds me a lot of that. Not necessarily.
He's not that big, but yeah.
So I'm curious to see. I just don't think that they're the caliber, and I don't think that this team's as talented as that 2013-2014 team. But I think Kentucky could make some more. I think they could get to the Sweet 16. I'd be hard-pressed to see them move on to the Elite Eight, though.
And by the way, thanks for killing the audience with this basketball talk.
I'm sorry.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. Did they reject you on your Dickel request?
Lauren said she was going to swing by with the bottle. I don't know if she's prepping it for you or what.
Okay. She's putting it in a bow or something?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we want a bottle of Dickel just for the publicity.
Have you seen the giant barrel of it outside Kitchen Notes?
Dickel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I have.
I didn't see it till this morning. I was like, wow.
That's pretty cool.
It's huge.
Tell them while they're not looking, we may steal that big barrel. Oh. Put it right in my I'm actually in a – not in my Jeep today. I'm in my son's Lexus. I stole it from him so I can come in and not freeze to death. The Jeeps are sexy except when it's cold or you need to travel a long distance. And then it's not so sexy.
I think there's three things I can guarantee in my life. One, I'm going to eventually die. Two, I'm always going to pay taxes. And three, you are going to be buried with a bottle of Dickel.
There you go. Even though I don't drink it.
It's just
Cosby. I'm serious. I don't think I've ever had it. But Cosby does, so we're representing for him. I don't even know what Dickel tastes like.
I'd say the same. I don't.
Jason went to Lipscomb, so I can't even ask him what it tastes like. Because they can retroactively. There's a rule at Lipscomb. It's a Church of Christ school where if they find out you drink even after you left there, they can retroactively come and take your degree. No question. And then everything you got's gone. They can do that to you. Anyways. We've got Brad coming up a little bit later, and we've been talking. I don't know how many people got to see it, but I do want to double back on this. That 30 for 30 last night, and they're all good. You know, I'm not a big ESPC guy, but the 30 for 30, every one of them are good. I've never seen one that's a dud. The Belichick and Parcells one, the two Bills is what they called it, I thought was fantastic. I don't know if today I've got too much going on. Now maybe I'm gonna get home tonight about 9 after basketball. I may pop it in then. Is there anything on tonight, Ty? Some bad, really bad, like Gonzaga's playing. Oh, they're pretty good. They played last night. Some West Coast basketball, maybe Hawaii against San Diego State when I get home tonight. I'll see that and I'll probably not watch it. I'll probably choose tonight. Two choices for me tonight. The two Bills or Guy Fieri. One of two. All of his are good, right? They ran off Paula Deen because she got in a little bit of trouble. Right? Paula Deen, Grandma got a little too wordy and got run out of town, right? Yeah. Now I just see her tweets on Twitter where she's trying to sell somebody some biscuit mix or something. Oh, my God. Anyways. Now, that was with Parcells and Belichick. That was very cool. That was very, very cool. Back to the Florida transfer rule. I didn't see. Here's another problem. David says, Bill, that Florida rule is new this year. He says it was lobbied for by public schools who felt disadvantaged to schools like American Heritage. So is the transfer – I thought this liberal transfer rule in Florida, I thought was old. I didn't think it was new. Kids have been transferring down there forever. So, again, you folks down in Florida – help me there. Or has the rule, am I reading this wrong, has that rule somehow changed in another way? I'm just saying, man. That's what I thought. Let's get the bottom of the hour, Charlie, while we're at it. Brad's going to be with us from Vegas. We'll be talking about college basketball, handicapping some of those games, Super Bowl prop bets. And he's laid down a few more bets. Michigan State at 40-1. He put $100 down, which would get him about $4,000. Now they got to win it all the way out. And he put $100 down on UW, too. So he's got $100 each on Washington and Michigan State at 40-1 to win the Natty. Those are two of the early bets he's got. Now again, that ticket is valuable even if they don't win it. Meaning if you get 8-9 games in and they're undefeated, there are companies that will buy that for you. They'll buy that from you. Now, they won't give you the $4,100, but they may give you $1,400 for your $100 investment. There's companies that specialize in that, and he's done that before. This last year, he had Wisconsin and Miami, and both of them got deep. Remember, Miami did not lose until Pittsburgh. Wisconsin didn't lose till the Big Ten title game. And he got rid of those. I need to ask him. I forgot. You folks remember? I asked him what he did with those tickets. I think he did sell them. I know Brad's not going to sit there because he did not think Miami was going to remain undefeated, nor did he think Wisconsin would go the whole way either, particularly when they were going to take on the Buckeyes. Get to the bottom of the hour break here. Bill King, we are at Bongo Java, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. I'm still looking at this crash, and so is everybody else here on 65 northbound in McEwen. It's over to the side. It's just more rubbernecking up through here than it is lane block. It's just wrong place, wrong time because it's so heavy right now trying to get up through Williamson County, all that traffic coming out of Murray County as well on 65 northbound here up by the scene of this crash. Bumper to bumper waiting for you there, 65 south at Trinity Lane. If you're looking for the best bargains, just check out gimmeafive.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-755-6390. That's 800-755-6390. 800-755-6390.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Nashville weather. Here's a look at your Skywatch weather forecast for today. Sunny and cold. High today in the lower 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy. High tomorrow in the mid 40s. And tomorrow night, rain likely. Low tomorrow night in the mid 30s. And after the rain moves out on Sunday, mostly sunny skies. It's expected on Monday to start off the week. I'm Commander Chuck with your Skywatch weather.
The number one college sports show on the planet, the Bill King Show.
Is this where I talk? Is this the time I'm supposed to be talking? Brad will be with us here in a little bit. A lot of interesting topics this week on the show. And no, I have not heard back from Hugh Freeze. The Hugh Freeze thing is taking on like a cult type atmosphere. I'll be out somewhere. And somebody will say, Bill, did you ever hear back from Hugh Freeze? I was at a game the other night. Dude comes up. Bill, did Hugh Freeze ever get back to you? The answer is hell no. Not only no, but hell no. Hugh is not responding. I may try and hit him up over the weekend. Because here's what I'm thinking. If he is indeed joining that staff at Alabama, I'm thinking he's going to do it right after signing day. Wednesday, sometime shortly thereafter, once he is entrapped by Nikki, there is not a chance I can get him on the show because they have the one voice rule. That's a Belichick. I mean, that comes from years back, and I don't think that's a bad rule. If you think about it, if you're the head coach, and all head coaches, particularly the good ones, they have two quirks about them. Number one, they're incredibly paranoid. The most paranoid people on this planet, well, in America, are coaches. Particularly, I think, more so football coaches. They are the most paranoid people. That paranoia is probably a good thing. It's a protective mechanism, right? Now, it can get obsessive, compulsive, but they're paranoid, and they're highly, highly controlling. So the one voice rule is probably a good rule, because if you've got coordinators and assistant coaches always speaking to the media, and you have various, maybe not quite on the same page, messages going out, it causes you more trouble than you have time for. Because as a coach, every second basically is allocated, right? You're literally the time, the commitment, not just on the field, but all the other stuff that comes with that job is very, very time prohibitive. So if you've got various people talking to the media with messages that might not quite be on point with what you want communicated, then you've got more headaches than you could possibly want. And the best way to put an end to that is to cut it all off. So even though it would be pretty cool doing what I do to have assistant coaches saying whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, it's probably not the smartest idea. I get the one voice rule. Having said that, it's easy to violate because I can tell you right now, I have violated it many times. When Kevin Steele was at Alabama, and he's been there a couple times. Used to talk to him all the time. Literally. I mean, now I didn't come on the airwave the next day and start talking about it because that would have gotten him in big trouble. But we would talk about it. Remember a couple of years ago, Bama fans, I'll give you a good one. Remember a couple of years ago, Bama hit a stretch after 11-12 where their secondary was not any good. It wasn't even average. They hit about a two-year run there, Bama fans. Kevin, if you're listening, give me the exact years. But I'm right after 11-12, where every team they played, West Virginia, every team they played, the other team's receivers had the advantage over Bama's DBs. And I remember Kevin was there, and we talked about it every day. And that is when Eddie Jackson came on as a true freshman and started playing well for them and then got injured. But every day we talked about that. Now, Alabama fixed that thing pretty quick. That did not last. That did not last at all. Remember, I'll give you another one. Now I'm getting a little off target, but Ty would like this. There was a stretch in the 2000s after Christian Laettner and after one more big man. Might have been well, Cherokee Parks came in, but he was overrated. He wasn't nearly as good, but he was a big name out of California when they got him. But they hit a stretch there where they couldn't get a postman. It would never work out. How long did Coach K go? It seemed like 5 years or more, and I'm maybe embellishing here memory-wise, where he literally had no postgame. Who was the his last – I remember the last before they got all that fixed was Elton Brand. Remember him? He was a 6'8", 6'9", thick, you know, more of a power forward body, but post-type player. After that, they had a long stretch where they weren't very good. Even when they'd get a player, he wouldn't be very good. Who was the kid they got out of Indiana, the lefty, who was about 6'11", who was number one, number two player. This was in the mid-2000s, too. And he turned in to be a face-the-basket guy, more of a Euro-style guy. I don't even know. Is he still in the NBA? Who am I thinking of? Got him out of Indiana. Everybody wanted him. Oh, Josh McRoberts, correct. Yeah, Ty had that one. Yeah, Josh McRoberts. And he wasn't. I mean, he was supposed to be God, right? He wasn't. Now, is he still in the NBA? Maybe floundering. More of a face-the-basket guy. Certainly not a post player. But I thought that they got him in there. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Jeff's helping me there, too. Jeff in Chicago's monitoring me, too. He's still with the Mavericks, but, I mean, has he been a player in the NBA of some sort? Been pretty good? But, I mean, he's making NBA money all these years. So, I mean, he's made a fortune. Yeah, Josh McRoberts. Seriously, they went after Elton Brand. They went a long time. But back to Kevin Steele. We used to talk all the time, literally. I haven't talked to him in a while. Since he's been at Auburn, I haven't talked to him, really. Yeah, Cherokee Parks, they got big name, and I thought he was overrated. He wasn't, I mean, compared to what he should have been. Did Cherokee Parks spend any quality time in the NBA? Probably because he's 6'11". But he never started, did he? I can probably get some people to respond to that one, too. Football Guru says, I have a guy that works for me that is an Ohio State fan, and I broke down their defensive stats from 08 to 14 to show him why Ohio State would win that Sugar Bowl. Oh, he's talking about that. Yeah, I know what he's talking about. Connor says, Bill, when Eddie Jackson came to Alabama, he was really bullied around by the other team's receivers and had some bad coverage busts and mental errors. When he picked his game up and really came on as a star, the whole secondary increased their level of play as well. Yeah, I remember that. But I remember as a freshman, he was kind of the guy that, even though he wasn't ready to dominate, he was the guy they really had hopes for. And there was a big void there for a while, and then obviously that ain't a problem for Nicky right now. Now again, they need a cornerback or two, et cetera, but I'm just saying. Ain't a problem for Nicky right now. The only thing, back to 30 for 30, the two Bills last night. And I repeat, if you didn't see this, watch it. If you're like me and you don't give a damn about the NFL, and that's me, that was still riveting to watch, those two. The only thing that would have made that better, but it would have taken the topic of the whole piece and moved it to a different topic. But it would have been pretty cool. Or to have a spinoff of that one with Belichick and Saban. Now, would that not be... That might even be more interesting for me than Parcells and Belichick, which I found very interesting. Because you got to remember now, Parcells was coaching in the NFL when I was watching it still somewhat, but I was fading. But I was watching. Never liked college football, but I was more tuned in, more interested. It wasn't so boring to me as it is now. A 30 for 30 now with Belichick and Saban. Problem is, I don't know that you could get Belichick to sit down again and do this. Because anything with the media with him is a big pain. It's just not what he wants to do. He ain't into it. He doesn't need the media to verify a damn thing. He's got championships, and he's about to add some more, it looks like. He doesn't need the media for anything, anytime, anywhere. If he could avoid it at all cost, he would do it, right? And I get it. I'm a college guy anyways. But Saban and Belichick together would be riveting. Taking them back to the Cleveland days all the way to here. Heck, I would rather Saban have been part of that 30 for 30 than Charlie Weiss. What did Charlie Weiss add to that? Well, Charlie Weiss was on the New England staff. So there's the connection there, right? Yeah, he was on the staff. And they were playing in the Super Bowl in Jacksonville, right? Bean counters. When Charlie Weiss was going to Notre Dame. Remember, he finished out that Super Bowl, which I thought was in Jacksonville that year. He'd already taken the Notre Dame job. He was going to stay with the team all the way through. They won the Super Bowl, and then he went to Notre Dame. I remember one of the first things. Notre Dame fans, do you remember this? One of the first things I remember is it got to signing day, and he'd been with the Patriots. So there was only a little bit of time to do the Notre Dame stuff, and he said, there are a lot of players out there in recruiting that needed a lot more love than I can give them. And I thought, that's not a good sign. Now, there are a lot of people who love and hate Notre Dame in this audience. It's a split group, right? A lot of you can't stand them. But I remember when I heard that, that was like a buzzkill because I like Notre Dame. So I'm thinking, dude, that's the entire lifeblood of what you do. You're already saying I couldn't get – I know it's tough to do both gigs, but you got to do it. A lot of players out there in this class that I just could not give them the love they needed. It's like, ouch. Of course, Belichick's not going to let you do a damn thing, so that's the way that works. Let's get one more break here this hour. Brad's coming up in hour number three. We're at Bongo Java in the lovely – downtown Nashville, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. As we keep watch on traffic, the police wrapping up that wreck, Gallatin Pike at Due West. Just heavy out here where you would expect this time of the morning, especially on a Friday, 65 south here at Trinity Lane, down Ellington Parkway, bumper to bumper, 40 westbound here at Spence Lane, headed towards downtown from the airport side of town. Business owners, are you aware iTechs have merged with Barter Rewards, forming the largest barter exchange in Tennessee? Call 579-8568. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to OpenTable.com. Cobalt.com.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on-site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at NissanOfRivergate.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
How do you say the guy's name? Tua Tagovailoa. 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 How do you say it?
I've been practicing Papanastas. Tagovailoa. I don't know. Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. There you go.
Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa.
Okay.
There you go. You're going to have to practice that.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Tie one thing. And we're a bongo job, everybody. Ty, remember something for me. I'm having some complaints from people who, with the latest iPhone upgrade, are having trouble streaming the show. I don't know if that's something. There's a few people. One's a big Colorado fan who lives over in South Carolina, actually. Came to Atlanta, and we saw him when we were Atlanta doing the show. Another one is Neil Blackman, good friend, lawyer down there in Gainesville, and writes soccer, basketball, football, et cetera, does a really good job. Will you make a note of that? I don't mean the new, you buy the cell phone. I'm talking about the latest, you know, upgrade, iOS stuff. Have you had any problems with it? I haven't either. But I've had that complaint from a couple of people. Not just today. I'm talking about the last 2 weeks. I really haven't heard anything today. So, yeah. I haven't had a problem with it either, but I do want to make sure that it's not something that is on our end. For the most part, I get it. But you know me. I stress over each and every individual person out there. Tell you what, man. Brad's coming up, and remember, use the hashtag AskBP. Couple things we can get into with him. Obviously, all the prop bets for the Super Bowl. He can tell you what to do, how to do it, which angle to take. College basketball this weekend. We can get into that, too. College football. Transfer rule, all that stuff. We beat that transfer rule thing to death. I don't know how much more of that we can do until we see the actual rule on it. And there's a lot of side root systems there that we don't quite know the answers to. Like, are you still under the 25-year limit? Let's say you get gutted because your coach leaves and all these guys can transfer and they still have the 25 limit in place. You're dead. You can never catch up on your roster. I threw this out yesterday, Ty. I've thrown it out a couple times. Let's say, and this will happen if we have this new transfer rule, let's say your coach turns out to be Johnny Rotten. Gets you on probation. So you have to fire him. So all you guys can leave. Now, they won't all leave, but the rule says they can leave. Let's say you lose 30 guys, though. So you get hit with some probation, too. New guy comes in, gonna clean everything up. And he's doing it. It's going to take some time to build it back up, but he's cleaning it up. 2 years in, he gets another opportunity. He bails. The rule says your guy leaves for anything, fired, or he leaves just because there's a better gig out there. They can all transfer.
What are you doing?
If you're the AD, what are you doing? That's twice. You're dead. Good luck fundraising to that. Good luck getting to your sugar daddies on that one. So the rules got to be a little bit more detailed than just flat out everybody take off running once your guy gets fired or quits or whatever. All right. Jason says some of the iOS updates, the stream works after restarting the phone. Yeah, I mean, rebooting is the key to life. Seriously, and everything reboot typically works. I've got a problem with my my cable at home and a couple of my boxes, and they won't even let me reboot. The best rebooting story I've ever had, and it was a scary one. 07, Ty, they send us to the College World Series, baseball World Series, June. Omaha, Nebraska, 150 degrees. Literally, if you believe in the flat earth, go to Omaha and you'll know it's a flat earth, okay? The earth is flat in Omaha. So if you're trying to sell that, if you're like me and you want to be a member of the Flat Earth Society, move to Omaha. You'll see all that you need. So anyway, we're sitting there in Omaha, Rosenblatt Stadium. And doing the show. But it's time to pack up after about 5 or 6 or 7 days, however long we were there. We were there a long time. It's a 2-week-long tournament. And I'm flying back. I fly from Omaha. You ever been to the Omaha airport? It's about the size of a thimble. I fly from Omaha to Chicago, O'Hare, and then to Nashville. Get to Chicago, switch planes. We're in a long line to take off. It's our turn, and he turns the engine off. So we're sitting there, and really nobody's saying anything. It's daytime, but the lights are off too. And he says something in some technical jargon, but he says, we need to reboot. Swear to God. Now, when I think of rebooting, I think of my computer or phone. I'm on a tube that's about to be 30,000 feet up in the air. A long tube, right? Where you're sitting in there, flying through the air at 30,000 feet. And this cat says, just give me about 10 minutes, I'm rebooting. Now, I'm not a white knuckler flyer. Charlie is. That ain't Charlie's thing. Charlie don't dig that at all. I'm okay with it. I'm good. I'll pass right out, go to sleep. I can sleep like a baby on a plane. Not a problem, but that was my oddest one ever. So, dude, I guess rebooted, cranked the engine back up, bam, we were off. No frightening air story there. I'm just telling you, I thought that was very odd. You ever heard of any of you folks who are pilots here? You tell me if that's common. Jason says, how long do you have to wait until Music City Tide lets you transfer back to Kitchen Notes? Oh, it's just this week. I think they have a meeting in the back room, like a corporate meeting of some sort. Todd is not here. Todd's on vacation, I believe. I think he's Oh, is he at the Louisville opening? Okay, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's a beautiful, I mean, a beautiful new hotel, the one in Louisville. It's going to be really, really nice. I mean, very, very nice. And we're going to be up there this spring some. You're seeing pictures of that, everybody? The one in Louisville? It is gorgeous. I think the very top suite's called like the Muhammad Ali suite. Seriously, because he's from Louisville. Yep. He's got family there and everything else. Very cool place. We were there not that long ago when they were just starting to bring that thing up off the ground. We were in in their model area, if you will, to do the show. Hour 3's coming up, And we have Mr. Brad Powers from Vegas, who will be handicapping, crunching the numbers for you. Anything you want with Brad, use the hashtag AskBP. Hashtag AskBP. Bongo Java on this Friday, Omni Nashville Hotel.